Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I give you tips and hints all about how to speak more confidently in your workplace, in your business, in your life. Ladies, let's do this together. Let's jump into the episode right now.
Okay, so having a strong, confident speaking voice, there's a lot to it. You know, I've spoken about posture, I've spoken about breathing, spoken about so many things, right? It's a mixture of things to get all right at the same time. And I know it's not easy, yeah? So I wanted to talk to you today about speed. Yeah, I mean, I know I speak fast, particularly on topics that I really like. And if it's with people that I know, I'm going to be speaking way faster than like normally. I know that for sure. But there are ways that you can kind of like work on what it is that you're saying and the speed. So let me go through a few of them, right? So your ideal rate of speech, okay, just on average, is around sort of like 120 to 160 per minute. And you're like, Leanne, how do I make sure that I've got that? Okay, yeah, listen, my dear, just chill. I'm going to tell you how you can do it, right? You get like, get open a Word document with like, I don't know, 500 words on it, right? Get your phone like voila. And then you set the clock for 59 seconds. Yeah, 59 seconds is fine. Okay. And then you read just normally how you'd normally read, how you'd normally talk for a document, just read it. And then when the alarm goes, stop. Then you count all the words that you've read. Okay. And ideally, you want to be reading between 120 to 160 words per minute. Anything lower than 120, you're probably going too slow. People probably thought that they're walking through like a sludge or something. But if you're speaking way over than 160, you're probably going too fast. You hear what I'm saying? So there's two differences on that one. So you've got to be really careful whether you're speaking too fast or too slow. Somewhere ideally in between 120 to 160 words per minute. Test it, read a book or read a blog page. So it's already got the word count on it for you. Do that so you can work it out. And if you're going too fast or too slow, speed it up a bit. Add a little bounce in some of the words, etc. Too fast, you know, you can slow it down. Obey the pronunciations. They're there to help you so you can breathe, my friend. And then obey the full stop, stuff like that. And those are ways that you can always improve your speed, whether you need to slow down, like myself sometimes, or you need to speed up, which is probably not really my problem. But I know some of you may speak faster than usual when nerves come, and that's when you've got to work on your breathing. That's what I'm saying, like all different things work all together. So the breathing will help control the nerves, help you sound powerful. Practicing the rate of speech as well will help you sound articulate, get the information out that's clear, people understand what you're saying, la, 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 all of that stuff. So practice this as often as possible. If you're someone who speaks too fast, read a document once a week, twice a week, test yourself so you can pace yourself and improve. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're someone who speaks too slow, practice reading the sheet out, the Word document out loud. Do that so that you can improve. It takes time though. Listen, have you got a six pack overnight? No, if you did, tell me the information. Yeah. It doesn't happen overnight. It's something you've got to kind of build up because you've got yourself to this age at this fast speaking the way you do. Yeah. I am not God. I am not Jesus. I am not the, you know, the word. Well, you can call me word, guru. Yeah, you can do if you want. Yeah, that's fine. But it's not an overnight success. Do you know what I'm saying? It's going to take time, practice, effort, and practice is the one that works. You can't just go bang gym on Monday, you've got a six pack on Friday. I wish it was so easy. It's not so easy. But don't get vexed with me because it doesn't happen like overnight. It takes time. Give yourself time to practice your breathing, practice your posture, practice your rate of speech. You know, it all kind of works together, okay? And even myself, I've got to check myself because sometimes when I'm feeling it, I do speak fast. You know what I mean? I speak fast. You've heard me probably sometimes on this podcast. You've heard me just whiz through something. Even I've got to catch myself. So please, that is my tip, my little homework for you today. go ahead, find the document, read it. You want to be hitting nice, even pace between 120 to 160 words, okay? So I hope that's helped you, and I'm going to see you soon, all right? Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really hope you enjoyed and you got loads of tips and hints and gems and you are ready to put them in place this very week, this very day, so you can be that woman who speaks with more confidence than ever. I look forward to hearing it. And if you want to step up your game, you've listened to the podcast, a couple of episodes here and there, you've seen me on social, see my tips and gems that I'm giving out, but you need to step it up a little gear, Okay, brilliant. I want you to come onto my website, leanneturner.com, and go and check out my audiobook series that I've got. And it helps you with a range of different topics, from what's the psychology of the voice, how to improve your speaking voice in 5 days, get a strong voice, interviews, so many different. There's 10 audiobooks in the audiobooks bundle, all voiced by yours truly. And you all you got to do is sit down, listen, when you're walking on the treadmill, going on the commute, looking after the children. All you got to do is listen and learn and implement all the gems and tips I give you. So if you love listening to the podcast, you are going to love the audiobook series. Go to my website, leanneturner.com, and go and check out the Speaking Tips audiobooks bundle.